yeah, so congratulations was Frank Dukes and Metro Boomin. They had had a session planned with me and Post. So the session started with me, Post, Frank, and Metro. Metro was on the phone with Quavo from Migos, and he asked him. He said, "Hey, I'm in the studio with Post. You know, would you like to come through?" And Quavo was like, "Yeah, of course." And probably an hour later, Quavo showed up, and you know, Frank had started playing the music to Congratulations. It was just like, you know, how the music comes in right away, just that little horn part right at the beginning. And Post was like, "Oh, this sounds amazing." And then Frank had given it to Metro Boomin, and then Metro started putting drums around it. And then they got like a little skeleton worked out, and then Post went in the booth. And usually what I do with him is he'll lay down probably 15 minutes worth of melodies, and then we'll just sit and piece it all together into a song. And then so that's what we did. He went in, and the Congratulations chorus kind of came out in his little freestyle that he did in the 15-minute freestyle. And yeah, we think we had the hook pretty much done, and we had everything structured. Quavo had went in and did his second verse, and then the next day, me and Post went in and finished all the lyric, tightened everything up, and yeah, it all came together. And so that was the Congratulations process. It was pretty much a 2-day process, in songwriter terms, is very short. You know, usually it's you can have a song for a month and not be sure about everything, but
right.
With Post, I mean, he's so decisive, just knows who he is, and so it just makes the whole thing so much smoother. So that was definitely very quick.
And then Rockstar.
And then as for Rockstar, he was on like a little tour. He was in New York, and that's where he had connected with the producer Tank God. And so he went in the studio, played him the beat, and Post went in, did his regular process, just went in for 15 minutes, sang a bunch of melodies, had come out, and then he knew how he wanted to piece it together. There were three melodies that he liked, which was the chorus melody, which was already kind of done. He already had the lyric to the chorus, and then he had the verse just as melody, and then the pre-chorus as melody. And then 21 Savage's part wasn't until, you know, a few months later.
Right.
So he had sent me a little video through the phone just saying, "Oh, this is what I just did in New York. It, you know, it's very rough, but I think it's a smash." And I was like, "Wow, this sounds amazing. I can't wait to finish this." So he had come back a few weeks later. And, yeah, we got in the studio and just finalized the song, got all the lyric right, got the beat right, just added a bunch of stuff to that. Because, you know, everything was kind of rough. You know, it was just like a one-take thing. And, you know, and the beat was in a rough form, and I just went in and just kind of made it so, it, you know, because the beat was very, you know, you have when a lot of times in music, if there's just a loop, you want to make sure it doesn't get old. You want to make sure there's new parts and that it can kind of evolve. And, you know, and then obviously Post had mentioned he wanted 21 Savage on, and I was like, okay, well, especially in the second verse, we need to make sure that the beat definitely evolves and breaks down and, you know, has some moments that are special so you don't feel like the song is just on loop forever.
Right.
So that was where I'd come in and just made sure all of that stuff was right on the production side. And then, yeah, with him just making sure the song was right. And then, I just cut all the vocals and then got it all tight. And then, you know, finally, a few months later, 21 Savage got his verse done, sent it to us, and put it on the song. And that was, then they ended up putting it out probably 4 weeks later.